Toodaloo, big fans who paid $5. Welcome back to another episode of After Hours with Matt and Ryan. We are here today to say thank you for supporting this Patreon and this channel.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt has something he wants to get off his chest.
I was saving this for the Patreon video because I didn't know how the general public would react.
Understandable.
But I think it's time I come clean. 2 years ago in, Montana, there were a string of, missing persons reports. I'm not saying that I necessarily had anything to do with it, but what I'm saying is the investigators might be looking in the wrong places if there were to be remains. And that's all.
And where should law enforcement be looking if they wanted to find the remains of potential missing victims who you have nothing to do with?
They might be in a completely different mountain range from the one that they're looking at right now.
Okay. Okay.
30-something miles east.
And just to clarify, you have nothing to do with these disappearances.
Absolutely nothing.
We don't know. I don't want to say the word murder because that word is brought up a lot. That is just speculation.
No, and, you know, sometimes
these
in fits of rage,
people
have fits of rage, and I wouldn't even call it murder. Just accidents happen.
But some people go missing for 5 years. That's just the thing. Some people walk outside of their, you know, front door, get lost, and then they'll find their way home. It's like 5 years. It's like a cat.
And some people go missing forever, but it's just what it is.
But hopefully not these people, because we all want these victims home safe and sound with their families, which I'm sure they will. The most recent victim was actually caught more in downtown Los Angeles right about the same time you were seeing, I can't remember what movie you were seeing, but around that time. So you had a strong alibi because even though you were in that location, I know my buddy Matt's not going to miss a movie. You love that fucking popcorn.
I do love that popcorn. But let's, yeah. Speaking of movies, seen any good movies lately?
And a lot of people carry pocket knives with them.
Especially in downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's for protection.
And even if they were to find a matching knife to, well, even if the person were to have been stabbed.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And like you said, yours was stolen. So a crazy loon could have gotten it and then
thrown it in the LA River.
Exactly.
Near Glendale.
Could have committed the act and thrown it in the Glendale.
They totally could have done that.
So yeah. Now that you got that off your chest.
I just want to, you know, be a help any way I can. And clear my name of
that's not
that I'm a suspect, but just clear if
you're a suspect to law enforcement, which we all know we can't trust law enforcement. They fumble shit all the time. Look what they did with OJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is just another one of those cases. I think it has to all deal with race again. They're trying to pin it on the white successful YouTuber, because no one likes to see a white successful male YouTuber prosper.
No.
In this day and age.
And that's what's sad about this country.
Yeah.
So I say that we change the subject and move on to I almost shit my pants just then.
Really?
You probably might, in the video, if you play it back, I probably went a little.
We still haven't gotten poppers for The Office.
Mr. Popper's Poppers? Have you seen that movie? He gets a whole bunch of poppers and he's
Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
I never actually saw the Penguins movie.
Or Mr. Megorium's Wonder Poppers.
Didn't see that one either. Did you like any of them?
When I run out of poppers, I will die.
I feel like you and I watched Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium as a joke at one point.
I don't think we ever did.
Okay. Maybe it was in a dream you and I watched Mr. Megorium's Wonder
Sounds like
Emporium.
A good dream. We might have just been watching Bruno, which he has. There's a scene where he's accidentally about to rent Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium on the hotel television.
That's right.
But he's got the remote stuck between his arse, you know?
Bruno's a great movie.
Great movie. Justin hasn't seen it.
Still?
Mm-hmm. We showed Justin Black Dynamite.
I thought we did show Justin Bruno.
No.
Borat.
We showed him Borat.
But he hasn't seen Bruno.
Has not seen Bruno. which arguably is first time I saw.
I like Borat better.
Borat is better, but Bruno is. Very funny.
Yeah, I think you and I had the same experience. The first time we saw Bruno, we didn't really like it too much, and then watching it again, you're like, oh, this is fucking great. This
it's
is
really funny.
Borat 2, on the other hand, a miss.
It was a miss. I remember watching it, and everyone in the room, we were so excited. No one said anything. It was, like, silent the whole movie, because I think no one wanted to be the first to be like, this is bad. So we're all like, ha!
Certain episodes of his We Are America, what was the show? What was it called?
This is America? I don't remember.
Some show with him. I feel like that could have been, a lot of those episodes could have been condensed, and that could have just been a whole nother movie where they just had the best bits. Because there were a lot of some episodes just didn't really hit,
but
some hit hard.
There were some
really
funny,
good.
Funny bits in that show. I love Sacha Baron Cohen. I would like for him to return to, I think Borat 2 fell flat because politically it was too on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Where like Borat 1 was,
I mean, it was still very like
on the nose, but it wasn't like, I don't know. It's just the political jokes just weren't funny compared to Borat 1. Borat 1, he really just like makes the people like kind of expose
themselves.
Yeah. Where Borat 2, it's too much of a like
trying
McDonald
to force
Trump
a reaction
type humor, and it's just like. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely are, they probably did this with Borat. It was just, better handled. But in this one, you could really tell the narrative they had pre-planned, and in certain scenes, you could see them forcing that in to a scene.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, say you will about the, like, Rudy Giuliani scene or whatever, but that scene definitely felt like they were, like, editing, like, a second clip out of, like, they were making a mountain out of a molehill. While that molehill was still, like, creepy and weird, I still feel like they were definitely painting, like, this, like, a worse picture on purpose. Which, it's to Rudy Giuliani, so who gives a fuck?
Right.
But still, it came off as a little disingenuous. It came off as different than when he, in Bruno, did Ron Paul. See, like, that, while, yes, they were, like, kind of forcing that on, I feel like it didn't come across as awkward, and the exact thing happened in that where Ron Paul got mad and he left, and that's all that needed to happen.
He's queer as the blazes.
In this one, they were needing Rudy Giuliani to do something really creepy, and like they didn't get like the creepiest shit that I think.
Yeah, with the Ron Paul thing, they just got his pure reaction.
Yes,
and it was very funny.
You can see him being awkward as he's like setting it.
He's like holding the newspaper, and he's like. And then when he sees him drop his fucking thing and he has the Speedo on.
And he just fast walks out of there. He like bolts it. I think that's like fight or flight for Ron Paul at that moment. He chose flight and booked it.
I hope he runs for president again. He said he'd make anime real, so.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm. I'm Ron Paul.
You know, he delivered babies.
That's awesome.
You know?
I remember Ron Paul big time when the bad lip reading videos from the elections was a big thing.
Shmo Yoho? Funny. Great. Very funny. The Ron Paul bad lip readings.
Mm-hmm. Does Shmo Yoho do the bad lip readings?
No, they don't actually. I was wrong. But they did one about Herman Cain that I thought was so funny. And then Herman Cain went to a Trump rally, got COVID and died, and no one said anything about it.
Well, we did. We're standing up.
Yeah, Herman Cain. I saw Herman Cain live at an event once. My dad took me to it in Charleston with Stephen Colbert. It was Herman Cain and Stephen Colbert. So there's a picture of me when I'm young in front of Herman Cain's like 2012 like tour bus, and I'm like have my big thumbs up, and he's no longer with us.
I gotta go see because like my mom, of course, has everything well documented and just organized in terms of photo albums. Like it'll go by the year. My dad, I don't think was the same way. It's probably just a bunch of loose pictures in a box that my dad has, I imagine, and I feel like those are pictures that I've gone through my like. I could still go through them, but like my mom's photo albums, I've seen all those pictures. But like the ones that my dad would have, if he does have any, I don't think I've seen too many of them.
When I went home, I got a big box together of pictures and drawings and keepsakes, and it came to my front door yesterday, and I haven't opened it yet, but maybe some stuff that I can bring
on
the podcast.
Isn't that cute?
There's a lot of old CDs and DVDs I made that I want to look through, see if I can find some of my old videos.
I still
videos.
Have a VHS that I got to get ripped that's at my place. Silly Stuff with Ryan and Connor, the movie.
Is it like a VHS or a tape?
VHS.
Yeah, you should do that.
I'm just afraid to send it off and it get damaged and then
no,
it's
I,
gone
there's a place in Burbank I go to.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You just give them the VHS and then mm-hmm. they give you a CD or?
A flash drive with it.
Oh, that's perfect.
In MP4 format. That's what I did.
It's like 40.
That's how I got how
long
my
does
childhood.
It, how long does it take? It
took him a couple weeks.
Can you give me that, please? Mm-hmm. That's that one video I want, because it's back when me and my cousin are like super fucking young.
You absolutely, I'll give you the place.
We're like playing with SpongeBob toys as like characters in the sketch that we got from the South Carolina State Fair.
Yeah. When I got my childhood tapes developed, I still haven't gone through all of them, but one of them, the whole tape is just this like TV show I made called Random Bricks. And it's just like, I had Lego guys and action figures and I made like a whole like show with episodes with them where I would just be like moving them around and like
little
making
stop
them,
motion mm-hmm. stuff.
Stop motion. And then like, but the way I did stop motion was I press start and stop.
That's,
move it, start.
That's exactly what I would do. Just
so you can just hear in every shot, like the
but it's never the same length. It's like one's always shorter and one's always longer. So it's like this weird.
And then I'd have to
but
stop
that's what
them
makes
so
it
I could.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I didn't do their voices. I'd have to like stop and be like, oh my.
You have to get like a close up and then do their voice and then do a reaction shot. Kind of like anime. That's why anime, they use a lot of still frames of the characters speaking so they can save on budget and time. You were thinking like a true animator, like a true artist.
You know, we were
artists before. Before the term even existed. Mm-hmm. That's actually, you know, when we came out of the scene, people went, those guys are, I don't know, it just sounds right, they're artists. And that's where the term became popular. I don't know if too many people know that, but they can thank us for it.
You know, a lot of people think people like Picasso or Dali were the pioneers of surrealism. That was me and Ryan. That was us right here. We pioneered surrealism and cubism.
Yep.
So those other guys are just cheap knockoffs. They could never do what we do. Those guys could never make a fucking Let's Play, could they?
Or an award-winning podcast, or write a book, or an incredible after-hours segment of their podcast.
That's right. Could they? No. And now they're dead, so they can't.
And we did. And look at us. I'm comfy.
I feel good.
These are great jackets.
These are. Shout out to the fan that mailed these to us.
We really like them.
They're really fucking awesome.
We noticed that once we ended the mail video that, I think I've said this before, but they did end up on our employees' office chairs.
I noticed that.
They were taken from our chairs because I put one on my chair.
I put one on mine and then Justin suddenly had it on.
Jim had one.
Yeah. What was up with that?
Layton had, yeah.
You know, if they want
Well, we got them back, you know, because I think we just got to take them home. These are like legitimately like
they're really
expensive
nice.
Jackets though.
You know, Luke didn't have one. I noticed that. So thank you, Luke, for your honesty.
Maybe he just didn't have a chance because everyone else stole one before he got a chance to, you know?
I've never seen Luke take anything of ours without asking, you know?
He always says please and thank you. Luke is such a sweetie.
We've never had a problem with employees taking from us without asking. But if it were to happen, I know that Luke would his hands would be clean.
Yeah. We're sometimes trusting to a fault, but we haven't.
Ryan, show me one example where that's the case. Exactly. You can't.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's the final countdown. Wrap it up, Luke. We'll see y'all next week. Let's go fade it out. Thank you. Bye, everyone. Thank you for your Patreon subscriptions. We're very thankful and we appreciate your support. Goodbye.
Bye.